It's been a year since President Joe Biden signed a $770 billion Inflation Reduction Act. In Montana, that has meant new jobs in agriculture, investments in solar power, and even caps on prescription drug costs. The bill was designed to create clean energy jobs, reduce pollution, and encourage businesses to move away from fossil fuel consumption. It has also provided new funding for agriculture conservation programs, bolstering soil health and water quality on Montana farms and ranches. But McKenna Sellers, who heads the Montana Renewable Energy Association, says the investments are having a trickle-down effect far beyond agriculture.
Since the passage of the IRA, now residential and small businesses can get 30% off the cost of their rooftop solar, batteries, or geothermal system, and that's spurring private investment in the residential and small business world.
Sellers adds there are ongoing investments in Montana's small towns, too, where a handful of school buildings are being upgraded to be more energy efficient. For average Montanans, tax credits and rebates in the Inflation Reduction Act to encourage people to replace old furnaces or air conditioners or update wiring and insulation are administered through Montana's Department of Environmental Quality and offered through 2032. Beyond the Inflation Reduction Act, the infrastructure investments are making a difference at places like Missoula-based Mountain Line, a locally operated bus company that has received nearly $50 million to replace their diesel buses with electric ones and construct a new, environmentally friendly facility. Mountain Line's Olga Kramer says the grants will allow the company to offer better service to riders.
We have zero fare service. People can access bus and paratransit services without that barrier of a fare. I think our commitment to zero tailpipe emissions by 2035 also is really inspiring to people.
Kramer adds eliminating those tailpipe emissions is especially important in Missoula because it sits in a valley, trapping dirty air and increasing pollution. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Mark Moran. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.